Today, Lamar Wilson is a celebrated poet and assistant professor of creative writing at Wake Forest University. But his background is all North Florida. He attended both Florida A&M and FSU, and what has and continues to impact his life and art is the place where he grew up.
Even before I would write the poem that would inhabit my first book, Sacrilegion, I was trying to process, make sense of my own personal history, and make sense of this really deep and troubling silence that I grew up with around the racial violence that has really haunted Marianna, Florida, since its inception, but particularly since the early 20th century.
Although Wilson no longer lives in Marianna, he remains deeply connected. He's beyond appalled that a sheriff's deputy there stands accused of planting drug evidence on those he pulled over for traffic infractions. He mourns the latest reports that even more unmarked graves may exist on the grounds of the old Dozier School for Boys.
Particularly, I'm hoping, as a person who still calls Marianna home, that I can start a conversation about the way in which we have to atone for the things that have happened in order for us to move forward as a culture and as a community, particularly right now when we're so divided along so many different lines of difference.
Wilson's poem Resurrection Sunday and the half marathon he runs every year in memory of lynching victim Claude Neal has now become a film.
As one of the people in our film, LeDre Gilbert, who's an attorney and someone I see as family and is like a brother to me, as he says in the film, it's hard for people to accept that the people that they love, who were their granddad and their uncle, and who were kind to them and were generous, loving Christian people, also did some really horrible things or allowed some really horrible things to be done.
But Wilson believes everyone must somehow come to terms with not only the history, but also the present-day ramifications of race relations in America. Just one reason why the national television airing on PBS's POV short series is called The Changing Same. It's a work that he says took many people to produce.
Joe Brewster, Michelle Stevenson, Ayana Emoto, who were the directors and the lead producer, reached out to me, brought me on as an associate producer. LeDre Gilbert, the attorney about whom I spoke, and the beautiful white couple, George and Pam Little. I didn't know them. I grew up in that town. They grew up in that town. I never knew them. They are largely ostracized in that town.
The Littles, by the way, lost essentially everything in Hurricane Michael last year. Wilson says the production shows Marianna as it was before the storm and so has additional historical value. The program's first airing is tonight at 11:30 Eastern Time on WFSU-TV, Comcast Channel 5. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.